Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so we're going to reconfigure here. Now can you hear me?
We can hear you, Maxie. Yes.
Okay, thanks. Can you hear me, Dennis? I can hear you. And we're off to a great post-Christmas edition of the Sports Hub. All right, I'll rephrase the question. Pete, did you have a good Christmas?
I had a great Christmas. How about you, Maxie? I know you've got a lot going on, and you're always you're everywhere. But how is Christmas for you?
Always good. If you can, if you got time with family, it's good, right?
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and in one way, shape, or form, I work part of it, etc. But it was all very, very good. You know what doesn't take a break though, Pete? The markets. How do you keep
right
up with
that?
This? Last week was this crazy. I mean, you know, it's, I guess it's always crazy, right? But what did you see this last week, and what does that tell you in the midst of this virus and all that's going on?
You know, when you expect things to happen and they don't, it's actually pretty normal in the markets. And I can tell you exactly that. You know, a lot of people were looking and saying, you know, are we going to get this Santa Claus rally? In other words, the last couple of weeks of the year, are we going to see the market start to shoot to the upside? And we have so far, Maxie. It was a monstrous week this past week, and people did look past all of the things that have been basically hanging on the markets and pulling on the markets, and obviously the pandemic being the number one, but there's been the Fed and all sorts of different other areas within the markets that oftentimes can pull us down. Well, it didn't happen this go around, and as a matter of fact, the Santa Claus rally that I think in the week the Dow was up nearly 1,200 points, the NASDAQ was up nearly 700 points, the S&P 500 was up nearly 200 points. It gives you a little an idea of just how powerful this past week really was. And the week before, there was so much volatility, there was so much nervousness about what's going on with vaccines and the possibility of how effective the pills could be from Pfizer and some of the other companies that have been working on all these various things. So it never stops, Maxie. It's always busy. You know, you look at the price of crude oil, and, you know, we talk about that all the time when we talk about inflation, and we talk about the price at the pump. Well, we might start seeing that price at the pump start to go back elevating once again, because with the price of oil, which had pulled all the way back from 85 to 67 in this past week, started off the week at 67. We finished the week close to $74. So gives you a little bit of an idea of some of the powerful moves to the upside that really are influential on the markets each and every day. We look at the 10-year Treasury note every day to see, okay, well, where are we? And we had a nice jump there as well, which means the financials almost immediately react, and the financials within the stock market start to move to the upside. The Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and Wells Fargo and Citi and Bank of America, all those kinds of names. But I think the healthy part of the market has been the fact that we've seen this rotation, Maxie, from specific sectors, or even going all the way down specific stocks, and a rotation into other stocks. And that's really what I'm always looking at, is it just one sector? Is it just a couple of stocks? You know, for a while, everybody focused on the FANG stocks, you know, and that's just an acronym for Facebook and Amazon and all, you know, all those different names. But, you know, when there's only four or five stocks that are really pushing the markets around, that's not a good thing. So I think what's been healthy about the markets is, it's not just four or five stocks. It's not just one sector. There's been this rotation from financials to the materials, to energy, to technology, to semiconductors, to consumer discretion. All of these various areas seem to have their moment in the sun. And I think that's why we're having a little bit of a nice lift over the last week, and hopefully we can do that into the final week of the year.
Let me tie a little bit into sports in the marketplace here. You know, Adam Silver was on the other day, and basically what he said is, it ain't going away, so the NBA is going to keep playing, and we're going to coexist with this virus. And I think all of us are confused as to whether we need to shut down, et cetera. But when voices start to emerge like that and say, arenas are going to be open, teams are going to play, we understand there's a virus out there, but we're going to play along with it, and we're going to do everything we can to be in existence. Does that attitude, does that philosophy, does that resonate in the marketplace right now?
Oh, I think so, Maxie. Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's all about confidence, right? I mean, the reality is the markets always lean on that. And how confident are people? And that really is an incredible element into reading the emotional side of the markets. That doesn't necessarily work on stocks that have no earnings and it's high in the sky and all the rest of that. But for the general stocks that most of us are looking at each and every day, whether it's an Apple or a Target, it doesn't really matter. You can go across the whole Best Buy, wherever you want to look. It's about the quality of the companies, and do we have confidence in those companies based upon all the information that we're able to ascertain throughout the day, the week, the hour, quite honestly, because that's how fast these markets have been moving. They are absolutely been on fire, Maxie, both to the upside, and then we've had some pretty significant pulls to the downside. But this past week, the Santa Claus rally really did. You know, in the last 26, 27 years, we've only had six instances where we didn't have a Santa Claus rally. So this is something
really
that, you know, yeah, we look forward to this, and the confidence levels were there. And, you know, we had those really rough spots back in the early 2000s and the financial crisis, 2008, and all that type of thing. But quite honestly, it's been an incredible run this year. And we're looking like we want to close out pretty strong.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question that I don't quite understand. Economics. Yeah. So we'll talk sports and markets throughout today. We got a big show planned for you. But you know, we're not as independent domestically in the United States with energy as it looked like we were going to be for a while. And to your point, price going up at the pump, et cetera, California's off the charts in terms of price per gallon, all those things. Does that make for a great investor opportunity, or does that shake our confidence when we have to rely internationally on oil?
Well, you know, for so long we had relied on that, and then we had this incredible boom, right? And it's been phenomenal, whether or not you even can go and look right up there. You know, for so long we had relied on that, and then we had this incredible boom, right? And it's been phenomenal, whether or not you even can go and look right up there at North Dakota. You know, wherever you want to look, you're going to find it. But the reality is, there is a confidence level, I think, that you start to slip when you have to depend on somebody else, a different country, a different part of the world, the Middle East in this case. So, that sends markets a little bit moving around. And that's always been something that we've all looked at for a very long period of time. We kind of didn't have to look at that as we had this huge growth in energy and drilling and all the rest of it. But a lot of that has slowed down. And because of that, that's always going to be a factor, Maxie, that we're looking at. And how reliant are we? Because it's one of those kind of situations. We don't want to be as reliant as we were on China for a lot of the goods that
Correct.
We get. We don't want to be as reliant on the Middle East for, obviously, energy.
Yeah, all good stuff. When we come back, we'll talk more. We'll talk markets. We'll talk sports. It's a post-Christmas. And I'm telling you, we got a great show planned for you. Matt Maka is going to join us to talk about the Winter Classic, president of the Minnesota Wild. Gus Frerotte played quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings and the Rams, so he's perfect to talk about it today. And a special guest that I think Pete will really enjoy that'll bring it all together and tie this thing in a bow. It's The Huddle. It's News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to The Huddle. 651-461-9226. If you want to text us or call us anytime. Pete, the Gopher football team left for a bowl game. It's a strange bowl game. It's going to be played late at night on Tuesday in the desert. And I don't know if many people are going to travel to see it just because of all that's been in play here. But How important, I mean, what do the Gophers try to get out of this particular bowl game? And my guess is they're going to line it up and play some smash-mouth football here and probably not give too much of their playbook with a new old offensive coordinator away for next year.
Right. No, I agree with you, Maxie. I think they want to get behind that big offensive line. And we've seen in the last few weeks that a lot of these Gopher linemen are at least they're looking like they're going to be in the NFL draft. And so it could be their final run. And so I think it's going to be really exciting. I think the Gophers are going to be very well prepared. You know, this West Virginia team is not a team that you want to look past, though. You know, as much as we look and we say, well, they're only 6-6. These guys aren't all that good. They played Oklahoma to the bitter end. They beat Virginia Tech. They have a quality quarterback. They have a quality running back in Brown. So this is not going to be a walk in the park. Now, maybe it'll turn into that because I'm very impressed with what our Gophers looked like in the final game against Wisconsin. But we've got to make sure that we aren't looking past this team, you know, going into this whole thing. And by the way, I got some updates, Maxie, from the University of Minnesota. At least the ticket sales were very strong. As a matter of fact, said sold out. But now it's a matter of, are they willing to travel? Are they able to travel because of all the, you know, the issues that are going on right now and all these canceled flights? That's something all of us have to deal with throughout this holiday season.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure some people backed out. There's a lot of people probably down there for the holidays from Minnesota that'll help offset some of that. It's just a strange time, you know, for the bowl season, obviously, as they as they go forward. And this new offensive coordinator, who's an old offensive coordinator, does what for this team?
Well, you know, I think because of the familiarity, it's going to be something great for Tanner Morgan. It probably should open up, I think, at least the passing offense and give him a little bit more comfort that he clearly didn't seem to have as much of in the last year or two. And that's something that I think that PJ was very well aware of that, obviously. And by bringing back the coach, I think that gives things a lot more interesting. You know, I think it'll be fun to see what kind of rhythm do they have. Is this going to be an immediate thing? Because I think that it potentially could be, Maxie. They've got enough practices in. They know each other. The familiarity, as I say, is back. And we do have to be careful, though. I look at this football team, you know, West Virginia. They have quality players. There's no doubt about that. They beat Texas. Not that Texas is the greatest team in the world, but they sure have a lot of talent. There's a really good football team, and they beat Kansas. When I looked at all of the games that they have played this past year, I'll tell you what, there wasn't any games where they got blown out. The closest was maybe Oklahoma State, but that's one of the very best teams in the entire country. So I think we've got to be very, very careful, and I think you want to break the spirit of West Virginia early. You want to pound that ball down their throat and then start opening up the passing game and really start to get some sort of a lead and kind of break their spirit if you can early on.
Yeah, and I think this staff does a pretty good job preparing for bowl games. Of course, the last two they've won that they've been in, I guess those are the only two that they've been in since they've been here. But I think that you give them weeks to prepare, they seem to have a pretty good idea that, you know, the flair that goes into it. Yeah. Now, the one thing that surprised me, Pete, none of us knew if guys would be gravitating towards that fifth and sixth year. Bonus year because of COVID, but at least for the Gophers and many places across the country, guys are coming back for that sixth year. Does that tell you that they've tested the NFL waters? They said, yeah, I can only help myself with another year because right now it's not going to happen. What is it? Or is it that realization that, hey, the real world's going to be out there for the rest of my life. I might as well take one more shot at this thing.
I hear you. You know, you and I have talked about this for a while now. I don't know that I could do 6 years, Maxie.
Yeah, I see all the Gophers that are, you know, that have come back, I mean, you know, I just wonder, you know, is it to elevate themselves or is it just because they realize, hey, man, I only get to play football one more time?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's a combination of both, to be honest with you. I think when you look at some of the positions, you know, for instance, at running back, our running back coming back after an injury, he's got to prove to the NFL that he is going to be at the level that he once was.
Yes.
And that's so I think it depends on each circumstance is a little bit different. I think there are players that they've looked at the NFL. They've obviously had the feelers out there to find out, OK, what's it look like for me kind of a thing? And, you know, Blaze Andrus is a great example of that. I think that we have some really quality players that if they could come back for the sixth year, maybe they don't want to because maybe now you got to strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah.
No injuries, all that kind of thing. And I think there's, you know, each individual is going to have a little bit different take on this whole thing, depending on who they are, where they are, and what the NFL thinks of them right now.
Now, the Vikings will play today at noon. We'll talk a lot about that throughout the show. The NFL in play, obviously the Packers. I got to tell you, if Baker Mayfield, I understand he's playing hurt, but and I thought this when he played the Vikings as well, that is a fairly ordinary quarterback. He had ample opportunities to win that game yesterday.
Yeah, that was, it's interesting. You know, four interceptions is not something that any of us could ever tolerate. Can you imagine being a fan of the Browns and seeing the team play pretty well, Maxie, and your quarterback throwing the ball four different times? That's got to be a headache. I'll tell you what, once again, that's again why Aaron Rodgers is so good. He's not only accurate, he's not only setting records, but the guy doesn't throw interceptions.
No, it's almost uncanny, isn't it?
It is. It's unbelievable. And, you feel almost bad for the rest of the team with Cleveland. And I'm not putting this all on Baker, but because I think there were some bad calls. I think there were some interference plays.
Including the last interception, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But when you've got a guy like Nick Chubb, and he's averaging nearly 9 or 10 yards a carry, you just got to question a little bit, why aren't we giving this guy the ball? You know, I've said that about guys like Dalvin Cook and in other circumstances where when you've got it rolling, just let it roll. Why are you putting the ball up into a spot where, and obviously once you've gotten a couple of interceptions, you don't need to keep throwing the ball. They were never trailing by such an extreme number that they were forced into a position to throw the ball. I think that was some bad coaching on top of, the fact that Baker just didn't seem to have it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they show the replay of the pass, and it was just a little off all the time and a little off. Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman, who you know well, you could see that he was perplexed more than once about both Mayfield's accuracy on what should be easy throws and on just what you alluded to, and that is if your best weapon is the run, and it was almost, they were running almost at will with Chubb, why are you going to the shotgun right now,
Yeah, it is something. It's a question that has to be asked because it doesn't make any sense at all. It's one of those things, and like you said, Troy Aikman is so good and so smart about how he analyzes. He's my favorite, I think, right now in the NFL, and that's mostly because Rich Gannon, who I think does a great job, is not doing it right now. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Troy really does break it down well, and he was such a quality quarterback, even at Oklahoma. It's funny. A lot of people say, well, what was he doing at Oklahoma? This is the wrong team for Troy. No, it wasn't. He was a Texas kid. He knew what he was doing. He knew how to throw the football, but he could run the option. He could do it all. He's just a very talented, athletic guy, and he brings that to the booth where he sees things that not everybody sees, and I think that's what makes him so good. But he was 100% right, as usual, and he was talking about the fact of why are they doing this? It doesn't make sense. Baker's not having the best day of his career, so why not give the ball and let's run the ball down their throat?
In fact, I thought if there was one encouraging thing from Vikings fans, you play the Packers next week, and I don't know if Cook, I don't even know, I haven't backdated that to see if he'd be eligible or not, but they sure showed you can run the football on Green Bay.
Yeah, they are susceptible. And, I think there have been times where we've seen Green Bay, they're a quality football team.
Yes, they are.
They got the best record in football.
They do everything else well, it seems, but if you have if you can get a push, you can run the ball.
They give up points. They do give up points. At times it seems like Green Bay's defense plays pretty well. I think earlier in the season they played a little bit better than they are right now, but they are vulnerable, and you can run the football on them. I tell you what, I look forward to the opportunity for Dalvin Cook and these guys. If we get there, it sure would be a lot of fun.
For sure. Pete Najarian, The Huddle, we're having a lot of fun. We come back, Matt Maka, president of the Minnesota Wild. They got this thing called the Winter Classic coming up next Saturday. Ooh. And, it could be big, but, everybody's on pins and needles. Well, Pete and I will talk to him when we come back on The Huddle on WCCO. Text us anytime, 651-461-9226. You're listening to The Huddle. Pete Najarian and Mike Max, we welcome in President of the Minnesota Wild, Matt Maka. Matt, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you, Maxie. It's great to connect with you here.
Well, this week ahead, all eyes have been pointed towards this in Minnesota, and then we get the virus and the stoppage. Where are you at right now? I know players don't come back until tonight, tomorrow, all those things, but how do you feel about this week ahead based on all that we've seen in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I'm going to choose to feel optimistic. With the whole world has had all sorts of hardships over the past couple of years, and I certainly respect that, and I know it's been difficult, but and our industry has certainly had their struggles, and we continue to. But I feel confident that we can restart our season here. We had a little pause here during the holiday break, and we did postpone some games as a league, just like some other leagues have as well. And we're going to get back at it here late this week. And what a great way to restart for the Wild, anyway, to be at Target Field outdoors on January 1st to play the Winter Classic finally. Thank God.
Pete?
Matt, you've been on an absolute roll at the end of November and into December, and then we had a little bit of bump in the road with the four losses and the four postponements, yeah. And now you've got the Winter Classic. What are we expecting for a crowd? And it's got to be somewhat advantageous, the fact that it's outdoors as opposed to an indoor facility.
Yeah,
so are we seeing some great sales?
I think you're exactly right, yeah. Pete. This thing, this event sold out very quickly when it went on sale to the public in just really August of this year. Of course, it wasn't supposed to be played last January, but you know, we got pushed way out. So tickets went on sale, and we hoped for the best, and the tickets were gone. And I really think you're right, Pete. I think that even then in August, because we were dealing with Delta, people were a little trepidatious about sporting events. But the fact that it was outdoors was was very helpful, I think. And hey, this is the state of hockey, right? We love our sport. We have a great passion for it, and I think people have been waiting a long time for this and wanted to be there and say they were there. And so 40,000 seats sold in no time at all, and sponsors stepped up nationally and also locally, and it's just been great to see this, and it gives us some hope for the future to move on and live our lives again.
Yeah, and Matt, is that – Pete and I were talking about this in the first segment as well. I mean, are leagues starting to move in that direction? Certainly the NBA has. They said, yep, there's a virus out there, and yes, we'll coexist with it. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, everybody entitled to their opinions about COVID and, you know, how to manage through it and all that. I just personally feel, and I know that our owner, Craig Leopold, many of us at the Wild feel like this is just something we have to live alongside and find our way as a human race. And I believe we are starting. I know a lot of people who feel that way. And I think it's evidence, again, that this event sold out in no time at all in the middle of the Delta variant back in August. And people, you know, it's been really tough, and people have experienced real hardship. But, you know, we got to live our lives again. So, yep, that is my opinion. I think there's many that share that. And that's what the Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues are going to try to do on New Year's Day.
Well, I certainly share that thought as well, Matt. Absolutely. And I love your enthusiasm and your positivity. I think it's phenomenal. I've got a question about the temperature for sponsorships. You brought up sponsorships. What is that right now? Has the pandemic either been bad or good from the standpoint of sponsorships?
Yeah, well, full disclosure, and we've all seen it the past year and a half, sports have taken, and I don't mean just hockey, but sports have taken a real hit in terms of attendance. We played in basically closed arenas for a year or so. It's been a real hit to our bottom line, the ticket revenue. But sponsorship has been amazing. I'm without getting into all the details, and this does not make up for the ticket revenue we've lost, but we will have, our very best year this year with regard to sponsorship. Part of that is because the NHL, as you guys know, introduced some new pieces of inventory. We sold the decal on our helmet for the first time as a league going back last year. We put some other things, some virtual advertising in ice, which we've not done in the past. And next year, the league is allowing us to sell a jersey patch for the first time in our history. So those elements have really helped us. But sponsors, you know, there are businesses that have done, you know, well during the pandemic, and I, God bless them, that's fantastic, and they're willing to spend. They want to connect with customers, and sports is still a way to do that. So sponsorship has been a bright spot for sure.
Matt, what's the best, you know, we always talk about the worst of times that we've gone through and COVID and all this, but you know, there also has been, and you alluded to it, great innovation. And when we have to, I find that it's amazing that people that are committed to it, when they have to evolve and find something new, a new way to do business, it's actually good for them and healthy for the business. What have you learned through all this?
Well, first of all, Max, I agree. I have been inspired by businesses who have just found a way, right? And we need to, all of us, because, you know, we've said one of the mantras around our office has been, you know, good, bad, and different. We can't be the same organization post-COVID or as we live alongside COVID as we were 2 years ago when none of us knew what COVID was. We have to evolve and learn to grow. So, again, without getting into all the details, because we're still figuring out some of them out, we feel like we have to embrace fans probably differently. There's a lot of fans that still want to go to Wild games in person. There's a lot of fans, too, that aren't ready and may never really be ready to come back indoors and watch us, perhaps. But they still care about the Wild, and our TV ratings indicate that because our TV ratings are off the charts this year, and they were great last year. So we have to figure out how to generate revenue without requiring people to come onto our campus, to come into our building. And I won't get into all the details, but we are evolving and needing to think differently and be agile and nimble and all that kind of thing. And it's pretty energizing, actually.
Matt, I'm kind of curious about this one. I used to work back in New York when I was doing a little bit of sports along with the financial world, and I'd work with NBC Sports and the hockey gang out there, and they did an unbelievable job covering everything. How is the general, how is the NHL doing in terms of ratings? I know what you're saying about the Wild. Is that true for the majority of the NHL?
It really is. The league, our league has performed really well. Now that we're back to playing in season, I'll say that when we played that weird summer, the end of the 20 season, we had to play it and we had to finish that season in like August. And that worked well at the start from a rating standpoint, but then things got all jumbled because all the sports were playing at the same time. You had football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all playing in the month of August, you know, and people got confused. There was 2 PM start times on a Tuesday. You know, that was tough. But our league, now that we're back into our regular season, our league has done great. And we have, you know, a couple of new TV partners with ESPN back in the mix on a national level and TNT. And TNT will actually broadcast the Winter Classic, which is, they're quite excited. This is their first big game with the NHL, and they're putting a ton of work into it.
Matt, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for giving us some time. I look forward to seeing you at Target Field this week. And fingers crossed and prayer to one above, and we'll all get through this week just fine, right?
Yes, thanks, Maxie and Pete. Great to talk to you both, and take care of yourself.
You bet.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Maker runs Wild. We come back. I'm going to ask Pete about the effect of not having a coach on the sidelines that you anticipate having on the sidelines for the Minnesota Vikings. That comes in the form of defensive coordinator, plus Delvin Cook, and a whole bunch more. It's the Huddle. It's WCCO. It's Pete Najarian and Mike Mack. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Huddle. Pete Najarian. 651-461-9226. Are any of you out there, not, if you had tickets to the Winter Classic, would you not go because of the virus? You can call us 651-461-9226, or will you go? Or will you go to the Vikings game if you have tickets today? Does the virus stop you or not? 651-461-9226. Text or call. We got a critical text of us, Pete, saying that you can't coexist with a virus if the ICU beds are all being taken up. And I understand their point, but I also, you know, at some point in time here, we have to figure out, you know, they're going to be a sold out US Bank Stadium. We're all a little confused by all of this as to whether or not there's a spreader out there or, you know, or how to go about our lives. But my gosh, we can't live in complete isolation here. You know, depending on who you talk to, some say, yeah, this is the virus is out there and it's going to spread, but it's not going to be as bad as the other ones. I mean, we have to accept, I guess, the place that we live in right now.
Yeah, it sure feels that way, Maxie. There's no doubt about it. I think you and I are on the same page. And I think especially when we're talking about this outdoor venue, and that's what Matt was, I think, clarifying as well. Mm-hmm. The fact that they were able to sell this out, not just because it's such a unique thing, but I think the fact that it's you're outdoors and that, you know, that brings me back to my elementary days when I was a kid, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade playing hockey. I played outdoors and that's how I learned to play. I never actually was much of an indoor hockey player. I was not probably good enough to do that stuff, Maxie, but there is something about being outside.
I'd imagine you might have taken a few people into the boards outdoors.
I was okay going into the boards. I was pretty good with that. And I was a defensive man with a pretty good slap shot, but I was not a great player. I got to be the first to tell you I was okay. But you know, it is something I think that it's so unique and so great to be outside. I know that we've had multiple occasions and many stadiums in the United States where we've done this type of thing, but I love it, Maxie. I love the fact that I think that gives you a lot more confidence, more so for the people who are nervous, sure. more confidence for sure that you're yeah. outdoors. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Now, Dalvin Cook will not play for the Vikings today because he's on the COVID list. He's unvaccinated. I think Alexander Mattison, same thing. He comes back. We've had a conversation a lot about this, the vaccinated versus unvaccinated players, but let's talk specifically about what this does. And maybe, you know, maybe as you watch this, now Kirk Cousins has never missed a snap since he's been here because of injury, but if he did, Mannion is also on the list right now, which would take you to your third-string quarterback, Mond, if you had to for today. Which one of those concerns you more, Cousins getting hurt or no Dalvin Cook?
Absolutely, Cousins getting hurt. I love Dalvin Cook, and I've said many, many times, I think he's the best running back in football. I think his diversity of everything that he brings to the table is unmatched. I honestly believe that. I've thought that almost since the day he signed with the Minnesota Vikings. But Alexander Mattison, I think, is outstanding. I think Kenny Nagwo is unbelievable as well. The speed, the talent that those guys have. But when you look at Kirk, and then you look over and you say, well, what about Sean Mannion? Well, he's out. And what about Nate Stanley? Oh, he's on IR. What do we got left? It gets pretty thin pretty quickly. So,
yeah, you don't want to throw a rookie out there for his day when you're trying to make the playoffs right now. It's not that you don't think that he has a future. Not today.
Hey, Maxie, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see that the New Orleans Saints tried to get a one game out of Drew Brees?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
That says a little something about the state of affairs with the Saints as well. It just shows you what's going on, and it's not all, you know, vaccinations, and it's not all about the pandemic and all the rest of it. But there are teams out there that they're still sniffing around trying to find ways to get one more victory.
One more win, positioned. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you sit down and you're Sean Payton, you go, what's our best chance to win? Well, if Drew Brees can come back on Wednesday, that's our best chance to win, which is kind of how they go about their business right now, and especially going down the stretch when you're trying to make the playoffs. But I've been texting a little bit back and forth with Andre Patterson this morning. The Vikings defensive coordinator will not be there because of COVID, and he's fully vaccinated. As a football player, particularly a defensive player like yourself, Pete, this late in the season, obviously it's different, but what does it mean or not mean to have your defensive coordinator on the sidelines?
Well, you want your coaches all to be there, of course, because that's just one more set of eyes. And you've got the guys up in the booth as well, and they're calling down, and they're having their commentary as well. So there is something to that. But I think the reality is these guys are professional football players. They know what they're doing, Maxie. They know all of the – they understand the mistakes when they make them. and you know, it's great to have the coach down there to be able to come and sit down and give them all the – everything that they are seeing from their perspective. But I don't know that necessarily is what makes defensive coordinators the defensive coordinator. I think – game day coaching is interesting, and there are some effects that can be made from that. But the reality is you've prepared all week for those guys to get out on the field and do their thing. And they can speak to somebody else up in the booth. And I think it's a very, very minor issue that you're missing your defensive coordinator, your offensive coordinator, your head coach. I think that's a very, very minor issue when you're looking at a lot of these games. And we've seen some great fill-ins when we've had some of these coaches that are on the COVID list or whatever the case may be. So I think that there is plenty of room there that it might be a better experience for some players. Some players don't want the coaches to overcoach them during the game. It makes them think too much at the last minute. So there's a lot of different angles that you could take, but I think the reality is it's just another one of these things. We have to deal with it. It's a pandemic. We got to deal with it the way we are, and next man up, even for coaches.
Yeah, and I got to say that, you know, I mean, Mike Zimmer's defensive coordinator of this team really anyway. I mean, he's making all the calls. He's there now. Now, who substitutes on the defensive line? Yeah, just as you pointed out, it's nice to have another set of eyes and somebody that maybe can pick up on if somebody's not dialed in on the defensive line like Andre could, but Mike Zimmer's making all the calls for the most part on game day anyway. Now, one of the players that you've gotten to know and his family throughout the NFL, it's interesting because he beat the Vikings week one, is Joe Burrow down there at Cincinnati. Yeah. And he's one of those emerging quarterbacks. And obviously Cincinnati has had a little bit of a resurgence this year with him. What is that like? And when you study those quarterbacks, how do you project like his future? And you've had a chance to dial into the personality of the family, which probably tells you a little bit about where this kid is going.
Yeah, you know, what he was able to accomplish in college, I think at some point he will make that next step to look like the guy who was back there at LSU and was unbelievable. But, you know, he's had some struggles. But let's be honest, Maxie, you and I both know this, and everybody else, a lot of people seem to forget this. But there is a reason why certain teams, you have the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
or an extremely high pick in the draft.
Yep.
So as much as a quarterback can help, and they certainly can, there's a lot more to a lot of these different teams on why they're struggling. And I think that they did a great job. Cincinnati Bengals did an unbelievable job getting his receiver from LSU and Ja'Marr Chase. I think that makes him that much more comfortable. And he's had a great year to some degree, but the interceptions are still something that he's been dealing with. Joe's a great kid, smart kid. He knows what he's doing out there. He's very, very accurate for the most part. But he's also a little bit of a gunslinger, and that's why he's got the interceptions, because he'll try to force the ball into a spot that maybe he should double clutch and hold on to. But it's who he is. He's a big, strong guy who has an incredible arm, and I like that football team, Maxie. I don't know how far they could go at some point. I look at their running back situation, their offensive line. This is a pretty good football team now, and I think in the future. I think Joe Burrow's going to be one of these guys in the next 3-4 years that everybody's going to be talking about, saying, you know what, this kid has really developed into a top-tier quarterback.
651-461-9226. Our question of the day is, would you go to a Vikings game today, an indoor stadium, the Wild game at the end of the week, an outdoor stadium? Is there a difference? Would you choose one over the other? Are you okay going to either or not going to either one? And what's your reasoning for it? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Interesting to get a feel for the people out there as we present this to them. The Rams come in. We'll talk to Gus Frey a little bit about this. And, you know, they have – I don't know how fair this is either, Pete. They had to play on Tuesday and then travel on Christmas and play an away game on Sunday. You know, we always like to feel like Minnesota gets robbed and, you know, nobody wants Minnesota. Well, the Rams got it put to them pretty good this week.
Yeah, they did. You know what? That is the NFL. That is the NFL when you're in the midst of what's been going on. It's not going to be easy for anybody. Everybody's facing some sort of adversity. You look around the NFL, you've got coaches missing. You've got games that are getting played on Tuesdays that were scheduled for Sundays. We have really been pushing around, and I think the NFL's done a magnificent job in sort of how they've directed things and how they've pushed things around, but it's not easy, but you know what? Football is what it is, Maxie. We all know that, just like all the other sports. But you press on, and you're going to deal with adversity. You're going to deal with adversity within the game itself, and that's what these guys do for a living. That's why they make the money that they're making, and that's why the coaches make the money that they're making. When you look at a guy like Matthew Stafford, how happy is he, Maxie, to be in Los Angeles with the opportunity to be with this football team? I'll tell you, he's got to be the most excited guy in the entire league.
Here's Cooper Kupp. Oh, yeah, we'll get you Odell Beckham. And, yeah, we're going to throw Von Miller on the other side. This is a little different than they did business in Detroit is what you're saying, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Plenty more to come. 651-461-9226. Would you go to a Viking game today if they gave you tickets, or does the virus keep you home? Would you go to the Wild game at the end of the week? Or does the virus keep you at home? All that much more we'll tackle. Gus Frat will join us, former quarterback of the Vikings and the Rams, and a special guest you're going to really enjoy at 11:30. All straight ahead on this edition of The Huddle on News Talk 830 W.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.